From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The blizzard of 2003 is finally headed out to sea. Before moving off the New England coast, the storm caused at least 37 deaths across the eastern United States. Already cash-strapped states and cities estimate the cost of cleanup in the millions of dollars. Today, Boston's Logan Airport reported the most snow ever in a 24-hour period, 27.5 inches. Still, as NPR's Chris Arnold reports from Boston, Northeasterners say they weathered this storm better than some.
On his residential street in Boston, Fire Department Lieutenant Mel Creary, bundled in his ski jacket, is using his snowblower to dig his neighbor's driveways out from under 2 feet of snow. Many of them are elderly, and he says they've been very appreciative.
Oh, very thankful. One offered me money, which I declined because I'm just doing this because I want to do it. And I was trying to help out.
Creary's now been out here for 3 hours, and since he's a fireman, he's taking time to locate and dig out the fire hydrants on the block.
I actually had to dig out one hydrant down the street. It was just buried, which a lot of folks don't realize that, but there was a fire in East Boston last night where five, I think, elderly people were taken to the hospital. And firefighters run into that. Not only can they not find a hydrant, but if they can see it and they have to dig it out, it's a waste of time.
Up the block, Marvin Harrison is digging out a parking spot with his minivan double parked in the street next to it. Boston has developed a sort of tradition where after you dig out a parking spot, you get to keep it if you mark it with something.
You can put any object, chair, whatever, you know, anything you can just put there. And around the corner, I've seen somebody like with a headboard and, you know, buckets and planks or whatever they can put there to kind of observe the spot.
Like a headboard from a bed.
Yeah, right around the corner there. Headboard from a bed, yeah. People just putting something there, you know, because it's hard work, you know.
Harrison says if a spot gets stolen, things can get ugly.
It's a lot of trash talking. I mean, words you don't want to hear. You know, I came out here and I did this, blase, that, and the other.
While this storm may have broken Boston's previous snowfall record, many people here say this one wasn't anywhere near as scary or damaging as the worst storm in recent history, the Blizzard of 78. Back then, the region was caught off guard and thousands of people were stranded at work or in cars. That storm claimed 54 lives in New England. Fire Lieutenant Creary remembers it well.
I was young back then, and I remember the National Guard taking over the city. Food trucks, the 18-wheelers couldn't get to the supermarket to deliver food. So it was a real big deal. This snowfall, they're more prepared. I looked out the window this morning, you could see the pavement. You could see the street, actually. So they really did a good job plowing the streets.
Looking forward, officials are wincing at the price tag of responding to the storm, an estimated $20 million in New York City alone. They say they're concerned with handling water runoff as all this snow melts, and New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg today warned that snow could still cave in roofs.
There's always the danger of flooding, and on flat roofs in particular, where the water doesn't run off, there's the danger of having so much weight that the roof can't support it, so you should check your roofs and very carefully try to get some of the snow off if you possibly can.
The roof of a small industrial building collapsed in Hopedale, Massachusetts today. Workers fled the building beforehand and escaped without serious injury. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.